80 acres of NAMA lands in West Dublin, Ireland, are called the killing fields. They are used to hold and torture cats, dogs, horses, and goats. Many are starved and viciously beaten until their bones break. They are chased and mowed down using scramblers and quad bikes. Some of the perpetrators are as young as 12 years old. Some of their victims are babies. With the exception of one rescue group, it is alleged that no one intervened to help them. Last April, there were reports that two pygmy goats had been brought to the killing fields. 2 months later, one of them was found dead, his or her body still warm, amidst the scattered broken parts of the motorbike that was used to mow him down. Still wearing the chains of his incarceration, and he was lice-ridden, terrified and in severe pain from a badly dislocated shoulder, which he sustained several months ago. The prognosis for recovery is poor. Watching him try to hobble around on three legs, unable to bear weight at all on his front leg and hampered by a heavy chain, I looked into his beautiful eyes as he tried to comprehend this world, and I felt this terrible shame of being human. We named him Gabriel. He was rescued on the Catholic feast day of St. Gabriel the Archangel. Gabriel is a powerful name that occurs in many religions, including Islam and Judaism and Baha'i, signifying someone who has an important message for us. Religious belief is not necessary to know that the animals we share this planet with have much to teach us. There may be no angels, but the animals we routinely torture are angel-like, gentle, benevolent, protective, and sincere. It is my experience in knowing them at Eden that they have an immense wisdom, and I am humbled to learn from them. If there is a message from the horror of Gabriel's past, it is that we live in a terrible world that needs to change at its roots. No one is worth more or less than another. No one's purpose in life is to be used. No one is the property of another, except by abuse of power. It is easy to blame callous 12-year-olds who are themselves victims. It is easy to blame the adults who purchase their quad bikes used as murder weapons, or the dealers who supply the animal victims. It is true that no one but the most highly desensitized would chase and torture someone as small, defenseless, innocent, and injured as Gabriel. Terrible as their crime, it is not worse than the crime of standard farming practices that mutilates newborn chickens and pigs, grinds alive male chicks, takes newborn calves, goats, and sheep from their mothers, and eventually herds each and every innocent one of them, using electroshock, to their gruesome slaughter. When we eat meat, dairy, and eggs, we are responsible for this torture, and we cannot afford to cast stones against those who run the killing fields. Everyone we use and eat is another Gabriel. They all come from the killing fields, and we are their torturers. Thanks to Sandra Higgins from Eden Farm Sanctuary in Ireland for the kind permission to share this story about Gabriel. And please support Eden Farm Sanctuary in Ireland and also Peaceful Prairie Sanctuary in Colorado and the USA, and any sanctuary that promotes veganism up front and center. These vegan sanctuaries need our support, and they help to educate the public that there is no such thing as, quote, humane, end quote, farming, and that non-human animals are not our property. They're sentient beings who love life, who have likes and dislikes, who love others, who interact with the world, and who have an interest in continuing life, and who are moral persons. And the way we can recognize this fact of sentience and recognize these individual non-humans and all the billions and billions of other non-humans just like Gabriel who are used as resources in the world, is to go vegan and educate others to do so. So thanks again to Sandra Higgins for the kind permission to use this story. And as usual, please read my full disclaimer about social media sites, groups, organizations, individuals, products, books, and so forth. Thanks for listening. Till next time, bye for now.